Psalm number 89 is our psalm. You'll have noticed, I'm sure, that lately not only have we been singing only three items of praise, but we've been mainly singing in the one psalm. That's not for laziness, that I can't be bothered looking up other psalms. It's just that sometimes we find that, and increasingly as I get older, I'm finding that one psalm is quite enough to handle during a service. And more I find myself that rather than dipping around, it's best to do justice to what a psalm has to say to us. So we're in Psalm 89. And we'll be singing three times out of this psalm. We begin at the beginning, verses 1 to 4. Psalm 89, 1 to 4. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we are encouraged in the Scriptures to do many things. We are encouraged to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to honor God, to observe the commandments, to pray to God unceasingly, to sing praises to God, to read the Scriptures intelligently, to listen to the Word, to follow the ways of the Lord. So many different exhortations, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, pursuing holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Seeking to do good to others, seeking to love the brethren, seeking to honor God not only in praises, but in public and practical and indeed in social relationships. So many duties, so many ways in which faith and hope and love express themselves. And so as we come here to worship, help us to be obedient to the directives. We have begun in an act of obedience, singing praises to the Lord. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we now pray, we would pray in conformity to Christ's command and exhortation and pattern that he sets before us. and of course his example. And we pray that as we read the scriptures, we would read the scriptures diligently, and as we listen, we would hear the word as it is meant to be heard. And that as we gather in fellowship, it would be not simply the gathering of individuals, but the gathering of a body, the bride of Christ, the body of the believers, the union with Christ, joining us into union one with the other, knowing that there is one body in Christ Jesus, and all members of the body are not the same, not the same function, not the same abilities or lack of abilities, not the same experiences, not the same prominence, not the same level of growth, but all equally united, sharing that organic life, that spiritual organism between Christ and the church. He is the vine, and we are his branches. And so we pray that as we gather here this evening again, O God, that we would be conscious of the high dignity that is given to us as we look out upon this great city of Sydney, and indeed upon the vastness of our world. We see that it is not given to everyone to come before the Lord. It is not given to everyone to desire to come before the Lord. It is not given to everyone to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Only the blessed ones. And so we pray that we would begin this evening with the giving of thanks. And in our praises that we sing, there would be the thankful tone, undergirding a sense of the wonder that the grace of God has been bestowed upon his people, and we pray upon us individually and corporately. So we give thanks for today. We give thanks for the providence of today. We give thanks for small gatherings of Christians. We give thanks for the small number that is here tonight. There could be nobody here tonight. We know, Heavenly Father, that there are churches not open tonight. And churches have not been open for months. We know that. And by some ecclesiastical decree, churches have been closed down, and by a mutual consent in many denominations, evening services are cancelled, midweek meetings are cancelled, and sometimes even morning services. We are glad, Heavenly Father, of the interpretation that Christ himself puts upon the gatherings of his people, that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst. We are being reminded of what it must have been like away back in early Christian days when congregations could gather in one household, small little congregations, sometimes house churches, and sometimes only a handful, perhaps meeting in secret. And so, Heavenly Father, if we are back to those days, may it be a blessing to us, and may we awake to reality. For far too long we have lived in cozy land. We have lived with the expectation that success is numbers. We have lived with the expectation that faithfulness and popularity are the same thing. And help us to understand, O God, that the Christian community is a marginalized community, that it is a little flock that must never despair, that must never fall into discouragement, because it is always true that it is the Father's good pleasure to give to his little flock the kingdom. And as we so gather this evening, help us to remember that the little flock is one representation of another larger flock, And in the end, when all the numbers are brought together, a great number which no man can number from every nation and kindred and tongue. And so this evening, as we gather here, we remember all the other little flocks scattered throughout the world, some even scattered throughout this city of Sydney this evening. And in other parts, we think of people that we know in country towns gathering in little flocks. We remember people in other lands that we know about also gathering in little flocks, but gathering nonetheless. And we pray for them. And we enter into fellowship with them as they too on this Holy Lord's Day seek to gather before the throne of grace. Help us, Heavenly Father, to see things not simply through the eyes of physical, biological vision and experience, but help us to see things through the eyes of Scripture, and to put on the perspective of God's Word, to read the days in which we live, and to remember that there have been darker, far more troublesome times for God's people than the days in which we find ourselves now. So, our Father, we give thanks for Christ, we give thanks for the Church, we give thanks for Providence, we give thanks for our health and our strength. We give thanks for our families. We give thanks for food and clothing and shelter from the inclemency of the weather. We give thanks that we still have minds able to understand, eyes to see and to hear and read, and ears to hear. And so we pray the blessing of God upon us yet again. We know, Heavenly Father, that the blessing of God is always upon us. In life and in death and throughout all eternity, nothing but the blessing of the Lord. Only goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our hope and our confidence, and this is our right of assurance, because the Lord is our shepherd. So we pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read now in the second letter of Paul to Timothy, and in chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll read into the first few verses in chapter 4. 2 Timothy, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration or expiration, breathing out rather than breathing in, breathing out of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And so on. Amen. And the notices, of course, are the public notices for public meetings. Wednesday, 7 p.m., next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m., 6 p.m., and always we welcome any visitors with us, and always we remember to observe health rules, and the offering will now be received. Psalm 89 is our psalm this evening, and we sing from verse 5 to 10.